Also, we're continuing today in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch when we find ourselves today in Siman Zayin Sif Vav, chapter 7, halacha 6. Kol berachos ha-shachar im lo amran kodim shi-yispalel, in general, all berachos ha-shachar, if one did not recite them before one davened, yachalo amran la-achara tfilo. One could say it after davening. So again, berachos ha-shachar, which we've spoken about extensively, ideally the placement as well. The truth is, the real ideal is, as the Gemara Maseches Brachos explained, that one should really recite them upon awakening in the morning. But assuming that that did not happen, one says it when they come to shul. But even if one did not initially say it at the beginning of davening, the Kitzur says one could say it at the end of davening as well. He says, chutz mi berachos al netilas yadayim, with the exception of the bracha of al netilas yadayim. Why? Bechevin sheish omrim de netilas yadayim shachris niskin mishum tfilo. Im kein la'achar sheispalo ein od makom lebrachazos. Since, at least according to one opinion, the whole concept or the purpose of netilas yadayim is readying oneself for davening, if one has already davened, then there is no point, then there's really, according to that opinion, no din of netilas yadayim. Out of deference to that particular opinion, if one did not recite that bracha prior to davening, one would not recite that bracha after davening. He goes on and he says, "V'chutz mi berachas alokai neshama shekvar yotzi meberachas mechayi hamesim." Furthermore, again, one would also not say alokai neshama. So, interestingly enough, because alokai neshama, remember again, the whole idea of a bracha of alokai neshama is alokai neshama shenasat debi tahorihi, a reference to the idea that when one goes to sleep, the Gemara says sleep is 1/60th of death, and therefore, upon awakening in the morning, one has received their soul in return from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if one did not say Elokai Neshama in the beginning of davening, right, with Berachas HaTorah, and one davened, one would not say it after davening. Why? So the Kitzur says, since in Shmona Esrei we say, Mechayim Mesim Ata Rav LaHoshia, we make reference to resurrection. Now, of course, as much as Tchias HaMeisim that we're referring to is the Messianic era, is ultimately Tchias HaMeisim HaMashiach, but at the end of the day, that covers the obligation for Tchias HaMeisim that we have an obligation to thank Hashem for every day, which is the Tchias HaMeisim that we experience in the morning upon awakening. Therefore, if one did not say Elokai Neshama before davening, and one davened the complete davening, one would not recite that bracha afterwards as well. Okay, Shkayach everyone, wishing everyone a wonderful day. Kol Tov.